Hi everyone, it's Melissa Lombard. Today is the 20th cup in my adventure in having a cup of coffee every week with a stranger. For the 20th cup, we're doing something a little different. This time, you're going to have the option of listening to me read the blog post to you. So let's say you're in the car and you want to know what I've been up to, you can hit play and listen, much safer than trying to read it on your phone. Or if you're a traditionalist and you want to just read, carry on. All right. The 20th Cup, Chad Goldwasser, real estate legend, music fanatic, and motivation junkie. The place, IHOP. The cup, coffee, black for both of us. Background, Cup 17, Tom Singer suggested Chad as a person to know in Austin. Chad and Tom have known each other for several years, and among many shared interests, they're both speakers and members of the same Toastmasters group. Tom had invited me to the group, my first ever Toastmasters meeting, so Chad and I opted to meet following the meeting. I was curious how Chad made the leap from real estate into public speaking, so that's where we started. 25 minutes later, I had my answer, but not before going through an amazing story of trials and triumphs, failures and victories, loss of self, and redemption. I was left somewhat speechless and certainly in awe of the mental fortitude it took to stay on the wild roller coaster to success that Chad has ridden. Buckle up, friends, and I will share his story. Chad met the love of his life when he was 11 years old. I suspect not many people can say that. At 13, they began dating and continued through high school. Carried on when they went to college, cycling somewhat on and off, as most young love stories do. As a little small world side note, Chad played college football at my alma mater, the University of North Dakota. So for 1 year, the two of us lived in the same town of less than 70,000 people, 1,500 miles away from the IHOP where we met. Crazy stuff. Grand Forks, North Dakota isn't for everyone, and for Chad, a year was his limit. He moved to Minnesota, and eventually his girl got tired of the cold and decided to move to Austin, Texas. After several months apart, he followed his heart to Texas, where after one of the most romantic proposals I've ever heard about, they got married, built a successful business and a beautiful family, and lived happily ever after. Okay, so I skipped a whole lot right there, and while it is the truth, as we know, sometimes the truth is complicated and not exactly what it seems. So let's look deeper. Starting from that amazing proposal and marriage, next comes the successful business. Remember when you were a kid and your favorite cereal contained a little piece of amazing plastic crap that you just had to have? Maybe you poured one bowl and then you dug your hand down in the box and pulled out your treasure. Kinda nasty when I think about it now, particularly when I consider my little brother often beat me to it, so his sandbox-playing, booger-picking fingers had already been all over my Breakfast of Champions. Gross. Anyway, it would be super if building a business was that easy. Dig in, pull out a treasure. Unfortunately, there is more to it. Chad was bartending and had worked his way into management. He was married to a woman who wanted babies, and the 12-plus hour days and weekends behind the bar weren't exactly conducive to family life. Chad knew he needed a way out. When his wife came home and excitedly told him she'd met a guy with a business idea, Chad was ready to talk. And talk they did. Chad tells me he was extremely excited about the business and ready to go out and conquer the world. Unfortunately, what he didn't realize was that although he hadn't heard of the company, when he went out and tried to sell his products and build his team, the people he was talking to had heard of the company. Amway. And would he please get out of their living room? I can relate. Right out of high school, I was hired by a company for a job that sounded incredible. Until my first day, when I realized I'd be selling vacuums. Note to self, ask what you are selling before you take the job. Although the experience wasn't the success he'd hoped for, Chad learned a lot about goal setting, leadership, and personal growth, And as you're about to learn, those lessons have stayed with him. Real estate investing was an area of interest that Chad had decided to pursue. He took classes, got his license, and 3 months later had his first listing, a mobile home in Bastrop, Texas. Hey, you gotta start somewhere. He found himself on a property tour with a guy who never got off the phone. Chad told me he looked at the guy and thought, I've got to figure out what he does. Chad said, the whole time we were driving around, he was in the back seat getting deals done. A month later, Chad picked up an industry magazine, and there was Mr. Busy on the cover. It was a Saturday, and Chad decided he'd call the guy. And then he didn't. He was still tending bar to make ends meet, so off to work he went. And later that night, who's sitting in the bar in front of him? You guessed it. Fate had intervened, and 4 days later, they met. And Chad went to work for him and learned a ton about how to be a success in the real estate business. One of the first tasks he was assigned was to read a book called 30 Days to Success. It was from this book that seeds were planted within Chad about the importance of affirmations and visualizations. From June to December of that first year, Chad sold 22 homes. The average realtor sells about 12 homes a year, maybe. The next year, he sold 67, and from there, he started hiring buyer's agents and built a team. He told his team he had a 5-year goal of earning the number one agent in Austin award from the Austin Business Journal. 3 years later, the award was his. In addition to being a top agent in Austin, he went on to become the top agent worldwide for Keller Williams, out of about 80,000 agents, which is when he decided to start his own real estate firm. When I asked Chad about that success and what the keys were in his mind, that's the exact answer I got. Success starts in your mind. Chad says, the number one key to success is an incredibly positive attitude and massively positive energy. And really, that's pretty easy stuff when you're on top of the world and life is one amazing success after another. You dig your hand in the box and out comes another treasure. What happens when you find a cockroach at the bottom of the box? Or, in this case, 3. We'll soon find out. Chad's business is growing like crazy for 3 years straight. He's hired a great team of people. They're selling everything they touch. And he's even gotten into motivational speaking and training, sharing his blueprint of success with others all around the world. And then he gets a call. A member of his trusted inner circle, his controller, has not paid his payroll taxes in 3 years, and they owe $300,000 in back taxes. Where is the money? Well, along with another $200,000, apparently in her bank account. She'd stolen $500,000 from his company. Recovering the money was not much of an option because, as it turns out, this 37-year-old woman had just learned she has stage 4 lung cancer. And she died soon after. Roach number one. 3 months later, Chad's top agent decided to leave his firm and took half of his agents with her. Roach number two. Enter roach number three. About 4 months after that blow, the love of his life, the mother of his kiddos, and his business partner tells him she wants out of the marriage. And a few months later, Chad finds himself divorced, betrayed by a huge chunk of his team, and in financial trouble. In less than 1 year, he went from top of the world to bottom of the barrel. In this case, a vodka barrel. Chad describes the next 12 months to me in a matter-of-fact way, almost as if he's telling a story about a friend. I'm reminded of a surgical incision. Everything on top starts to look really good, but underneath, healing is still going on. And it will take time before everything is right, and the fact is, it won't ever be exactly the same. The trauma leaves behind scar tissue as proof of the healing. Chad is looking amazing, but I can tell there is still some healing going on underneath. Chad talks about losing his invincibility, his passion, and his vision. He describes his daily routine like this. Wake up around 6 a.m., head to the pantry to fix a vodka and orange juice. Back to bed. Sleep until 10 a.m., go to the office for a few hours, head to lunch alone and drink a couple of margaritas, and back to the office for a few more hours. Around 5, head to the bar, and then go home and get into bed. Wake up and repeat. Chad was in a deep depression, and he didn't know how to crawl out. Everything changed February 14th of this year, when his ex-wife brought over a card his 9-year-old son had made for him. In it, the message was that Valentine's Day would be so much better if his parents would take 20 minutes and talk to each other. And it couldn't be about business. For Chad, this was like a light bulb going off. I'm wasting my life. The one thing he was always terrific at, creating a vision for life 20 years out, he'd lost. He had to make some changes and find his vision again. Since that day, he hasn't looked back. He admits that his success was in part due to some great counseling and a therapist who cared enough to find the right approach medically to help him over the hump. We're now at the end of a year that he began flat on his back with a belly full of vodka, goalless and ambling through his days. And Chad is again back on top. His team has grown from 30 agents at the start of the year to 80, and they are getting ready to open a second location. He turned 40 last month and says, I feel great. He sat down recently to do a project he completes 2 to 3 times a year that he calls Creating My Utopia. He projected his life out 20 years and looked at his 60-year-old self and wrote about his perfect life in rich detail. He wrote about his accomplishments, his children and what their lives would look like, what trips they'd taken as a family, etc. All details of his life written out in exquisite detail. From this life, he creates 10-year goals, then 5-year goals, 3-year goals, 1-year goals, and ultimately a list of things he needs to be doing today to get to that beautiful vision. It's a process he learned years ago and has always served him well. I ask Chad about a golden rule he lives his life by, and he talks about wanting to have a positive impact on every person he encounters. I want to be an encourager, whether it's with a smile or a compliment. Positive energy is contagious. It's real, and people around you can feel it. I know that how I walk into my office is going to affect others. When I ask him if he ever has a bad day, he's quick to tell me there are bad moments, but not bad days. If you want to send Chad's happiness meter off the chart, take him to Nordstrom's. Or give him some music. He loves all kinds. And as of pretty recently, even country. He sees more live music than anyone I know. The list of concerts from the last 2 weeks alone is astounding and quite eclectic. He wishes someone had put a guitar in his hands when he was a kid, but since they didn't, he's learning to play now. I know how he feels. Guitar is like Spanish for me. I want to speak it fluently, but I've got no interest in actually learning it. Since magic wands don't seem to do the trick, Chad bought a Taylor, which is a super fancy guitar for those like me who didn't know, and he's now taking lessons and practicing every day. I'm holding out for the magic wand. If Chad had 30 seconds to address the world, this is what he'd say. You have the ability to make a difference in your own life and the lives of those around you. Too many people walk through life without purpose, and they die with dreams in their heart. Think big, love life, and have an impact. For some reason, this advice packs a lot more punch after knowing the backstory. Chad is proof that nothing in life is permanent. Success or failure. What matters is that you keep getting up, you keep dreaming, and you dig deep. And when you dig deep enough, you are sure to find the treasure you seek. To find out more about Chad, check out his website, which is linked on my blog. And also you can check him out on LinkedIn, which is also linked on my blog. So that was the podcast. Couple of hiccups. Sorry about that. But hopefully you enjoyed it. And like I started off saying, I love your feedback. So leave comments if you did listen to the podcast. And who knows, if it's popular, we'll keep on doing it. Thanks again for being here. Stay tuned for the next coffee.